Curtis, you're through your first match. I know it was a little wet and soggy today, but it sounds like it was worth the wait because you're coming back for more of this tomorrow.
Yeah, it was. It was a tough day. Played through some pretty rough conditions. Had a good match with Joe Titus from Hawthorne Woods. Both played pretty well. You know, a couple bogeys here for each of us, and that was it. I mean, everything else was pretty steady, and it's match play. You know, one swing swings it one way, it goes the other.
You've had quite a good run in this event. How much fun is it for you to still get back out here and, you know, compete with all your friends in the section and in a format like this?
No, it's the best. You know, it's I think it fits club pros pretty well, the match play, because, you know, most of us are busting away at clubs every day and don't have a lot of time to hone the game to write for a tour status. But, you know, all it takes is 10 good holes and you can win a match.
You ever look back at the run you had here for a while, and is it ever amazing knowing that, you know, how good a lot of these players are, and the fact that you were able to put together the streak that you did?
Yeah, it was fun. You know, I hope to start another one maybe this year or down the road somewhere. You know, this is my 6th year playing it, and I've lost 2 matches in 6 years, so it's one of my favorite events, and, you know, it's a course is top rate, and it's championship golf, and see what happens.
Tell us a little bit about the golf course. Obviously, as you've been out here the last few years, you've seen changes, different bunker designs, the front's looking different than the back and vice versa. Now it seems like most of the changes are done. I know there's a couple of tee boxes they're working on for you guys, at least probably for next year anyway. But Kemper Lakes has kind of changed a little bit over the years. How do you guys see the golf course now?
Oh, it's fabulous. The changes are awesome. You know, it'd be hard-pressed to say you could find a better renovation in this area. You know, I don't know exactly who did it, but what they did's great, and all the changes with the bunkers and the tees, it's makes it harder and easier at the same time. You know, the bunkers aren't as big, so they're easier to maintain. You don't find them all the time, and, you know, the ones that are there are right in the right spot where we like to hit a golf ball.
The closing holes, especially with all the water, some people have suggested that there's not maybe a better stretch of closing holes for a match play event.
No, I think it's the perfect close. You know, you got a par 5 on 15 that longer hitters can get close to. It's a tough one to get on into, but you can get pretty close. And then 16, 17, 18, you could see a 3-up lead or a 3-down deficit vanquished really quick and be all square going back to number one. So, as far as the finishing holes in match play, there's no perfect fit than this.
Final question for you, as somebody who's been part of the Illinois Open for a while. Any thoughts? A new venue, third different one in 3 years. Your thoughts about Royal Fox coming up as the Illinois Open new venue, old venue look for a couple months from now?
Oh, it'll be great. You know, I have fairly fond memories of Royal Fox. Was my first big win of my professional, or we'll call it professional / amateur career. But, you know, I'm looking forward to go back. You know, it's nice to go back to St. Charles, where I was for 5 years in the town, working at St. Charles Country Club. And you never know, find lightning in a bottle and do it again.
Well, Matt, first off, I know you had to wait out a long rain delay, but tell us how your match went today.
Well, honestly, the delay couldn't have come at a better time for me. I was struggling, to say the least, with the ball striking, so I was happy to get in and get a little time to kind of gather my thoughts and then get a little time on the range to try and find it. But I was trying to find a tee shot and hit it good the last couple holes after we got back out there, so I was happy. But yeah, the delay was, even though it was lengthy, it was good for my psyche and my game.
As a past champion, how much is it still fun for you to come back and play in this event every year against all your friends and so forth and competitors here in the section?
Well, I love it. I mean, this is probably one of the top two events on the calendar that I always look forward to. It's obviously Mother Nature always plays a factor, but the course is in great shape. It's great to see all the guys again and see how everything's going and just get back into really competing.
How much do you enjoy match play? You know, even if the drive's bad, maybe you can still pull it together and save the hole.
Yeah, it's fun. And part of it, the reason, I mean, we only do it once a year, so it's something different, something new. It's, for the most part, until you get down to the end, is lower stress. I mean, if you hit a bad shot, it's not the end of the world, and you move on and still have a chance. And your opponent might do the same thing. You always expect them to make the putt, chip it close, hit it close, and just kind of go with it and see what happens.
Tell us a little bit about Kemper Lakes over the last few years. As you've been out there playing, you've seen changes slowly getting worked in, different sand, different bunker designs, some new tee boxes are coming on. The golf course is getting back towards big-time championship caliber, and in some ways I think they're testing certain things out on you guys this week. But what do you see in Kemper Lakes?
I love all the changes they've made with the sand and the bunkering, kind of the shapes of the bunkers and placement and just the look of the course from tee to green I like a lot better. Greens were great today. I was surprised how dry they stayed when you look back in the fairway, and it's almost all casual water, and the greens still rolled great and fast. And it seemed like before today everything was in great shape. You can't really factor today because everything was so wet, but the rough's tough and long, and fairway seemed good. Everything seemed nice.
Is there a better closing stretch of holes for match play than maybe 16, 17, and 18 here at Kemper?
No, I'm really either side. I mean, 7, 8, 9 are great match play holes because that's where we finished today. But 16, 17, and 18, I mean, if you're down, you just try and get to those holes and anything can happen. And if you're up, you kind of get there and just try and hang on.